It's continuing coverage of APGC Wrestling after the boys have a 2-0 outing here at a triangular down at the Storm with wins over Olwine 84-0 and BCLW South Hardin 72-12. Head coach Joel Reins joins me right now, and man, pair of dominant wins here tonight. What did you like about how your team performed, you know, especially in this second one against the Storm, where you got a chance to get most of your guys out there and for the most part perform at a high level?
Yeah, you know, I'm just happy we're to a point now we can just come out and take care of business and beat these teams like that.
Certainly, yeah. And that's been kind of a journey for this program, right? I mean, yeah. If you just kind of talk about what that's been like, you know, building to this point where, you know, you're coming out and you're kind of the big dogs in the house here at this point.
Yeah, it's quite a different feeling from a few years ago, I guess. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work by these young men and getting to this point. So, like I said, they do the right thing in the wrestling room and they work really hard in the weight room. So the combination of that stuff is really paid off here.
Yeah, and taking a look at some of your results here tonight. I don't think I've asked about Gage Miller in a while here, but he gets a minute and 29-second pin here against a guy from BCLW South Hardin. I can't remember for sure if he wrestled against Olwine or not,
yeah,
but
he did.
But able to really take care of business tonight. I know a guy that's really working to get back into his true form here after his season was cut a little short last year.
Yeah, it's just great to see that kid healthy, and you know, he's a dominant wrestler and proven he's worthy of wrestling down in Des Moines, and you know, we're hopeful that he makes it down there and has a good tournament down there and makes it on the stand. So like I said, he's got that ability, and you know, it's just nice to see him healthy.
Mm-hmm. How about Chevy Richardson coming out and getting a pair of pins here tonight as well, able to take care of business against BCLW South Hardin's with Brock Collins, and a nice pin to finish off a perfect 84-0 score in that first one earlier as well.
Yeah, the Olwine kid is pretty solid too, and Chevy's come a long ways. Talk about a kid that he might be the most improved on our team from where he was at last year. He struggled to make weight, and now he's down. He's got that under control, and he's really doing a lot of nice things out there and winning a lot of big matches.
Josh Ellsbury, I believe he had a pair of matches here tonight as well. Took a while to get that second pin against Pagel of the Storm, but able to finish it off after what was really a really good match between those two.
Yeah, he had to work hard for that one, and I know he's dealing with some cramps. I think his weight management is a struggle right now for him, and you know, as soon as we can get that under control and feel a little bit better about that, he can probably be a little more hydrated and hopefully doesn't have to deal with those cramps. But yeah, another kid that's putting in a lot of effort and doing a nice job.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the upcoming schedule tomorrow, no longer having that girls tournament tomorrow. Yep. That'll be Monday instead, but you got a chance to go down to Belle Plaine here on Saturday, putting some more miles on, but yep. Any thoughts on that one coming up here?
Yeah, you know, there's Belle Plaine's, I think, are ranked 1A team, and Logan Magnolia is always a really tough team. They're there, always competing for a team trophy down at state usually, so some decent competition down there. I like our chances of placing well as a team down there. So, you know, it's just about going out and doing what we can do.
Mm-hmm. And I know this is kind of a point of contention in the world of wrestling right now when it comes to those dual team rankings. But, you know, especially compared to the last couple of years, you guys put yourselves, you know, in as best position possible. You know, that win over Denver last week was huge. Yeah. You're going to be watching those rankings pretty closely coming up here on Tuesday?
Yeah, so the last ranking comes out Tuesday, I believe. And, you know, I told the kids we're going to have to go out and prove it every year because we don't have the name recognition as some of those bigger schools, you know, in 2A, Osage and Wilton and those types, Humboldt. But I think we're right there with them, you know, in my opinion. And we beat a ranked Denver team, like you said, and, you know, we wrestle them again Tuesday in a duel. If we want to be ranked, it'd probably be a good idea to to knock them off again.
Mm-hmm. All right, hoping for good things there. That'll be the last rankings to determine those regional duels. You do have the girls tournament then coming up here on Monday. Again, it was supposed to be tomorrow, but I'll push back a few days due to the weather and stuff like that. But that's going to be a big night on Monday in Parkersburg, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, like I think we did an interview earlier. I think that's a huge thing for just getting girls wrestling in the NICL started. You know, this is the first year of doing a all conference meet. I think it's great. You need to do it to get the girls on the same level as the boys as far as opportunities. And you know, like I told you last time, I'd like to push to get duels here too, co-ed duels going. So yeah, I'm excited for it.
You bet. Any final thoughts for any of your other wrestlers you'd like to recognize for their efforts here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just really happy with how all the kids performed tonight. You know, it's it's tough against O-line when they don't have very many wrestlers, and you know, sometimes you worry about the focus a little bit after that. But the kids were having fun, and hey, that's what it's about. You know, go out there and have fun, and then also compete at your best. And I think we proved we can do that. We did both tonight, so I'm really happy about it.
All right, that's APGC head coach Joel Reince here on Radio On The Go Sports. Appreciate the time tonight, as always, and we'll catch you here on Monday.
You bet. Thanks, J-Mo.